It occurred to me the other day that in 9 years of being a priest, I have probably preached the same Advent homily over a dozen times. Trying to be practical, because when we talk about Advent, we talk about preparation, and we talk about the coming of Jesus at Christmas, and I like to usually point out that it's not just a matter of preparing ourselves for the commemoration of the birth of Jesus, but that we are also to be mindful of the second coming of Jesus. We're reminded that we are looking forward to the coming of Jesus in glory at the end of time, and that we need to prepare ourselves for that. Always be watching, always be ready, because when he comes in glory, we don't want to be unready. We want to be prepared. And I usually preach that there's also a third coming. It's an intermediate coming between his coming in Bethlehem and his coming at the end of time in glory. And that is the way that he comes to us in the present moment, most especially in the Holy Eucharist, but also in other ways. Sometimes it's in the depth of prayer, or if we're meditating on Holy Scripture, the Lord truly does come to us, and we should be anticipating that. We should have that spirit of Advent, eagerness to welcome him when he arrives. There, I guess I gave the homily again. But today I'm going to preach on something that I've never preached on before, and that is a fourth coming of the Lord Jesus that we have to be prepared for this Christmas. What's going to happen on Saturday evening when we gather here to celebrate Christmas, the vigil of Christmas Mass? We're probably going to see a good number of people that we don't see in church very often. But that is Jesus coming to us. Those people are members of the body of Christ. They belong to Jesus. They are the presence of Jesus. He's coming to us, the ones who are here every Sunday. Jesus is coming to us in these brothers and sisters of ours. How will we welcome them? Will we give them the stink eye for sitting in our pew? I pray to God that we will not. But it happens. Mark my words, it happens. Will we have going through our mind, nice of them to come on Christmas, where are they the rest of the year? Or are we going to welcome them as Jesus? Will we approach them and say, I am so glad to see you. Welcome. Will we have the grace to say something like, you know, we need you. We pray a lot better when you are here with us. We offer God a greater hymn of praise when your voice is joined to ours. I don't know. All I know is that we need to welcome these brothers and sisters as we would welcome Jesus himself, because it is Jesus himself. These baptized brothers and sisters of ours are every bit as much members of the body of Christ as you and I. So my suggestions for this fourth Sunday of Advent are two, and they're simple. The first is that every one of us would pray every day between now and Christmas to the Holy Spirit to show us the one person that we are to welcome as Jesus. That may end up being someone who's here on Saturday night that isn't usually here for Mass on the weekend. It may be someone that we meet between now and then, and that we're asked to simply say, hey, would you like to go to Mass with me Saturday evening at 5? You're very welcome to join me. Maybe it's a member of the family or a neighbor, someone in our life that we're going to run into during the course of this week. And, you know, you'll be surprised because there could be this little moment of recognition, this little bell that rings in the back of your mind that says, this is the one. This is the one I'm supposed to talk to. This is the one that the Holy Spirit has been leading me to these last couple of days. And you never know, maybe this whole process of preparation in Advent, our whole, you know, all of our efforts to open our hearts for the coming of the Lord, to prepare ourselves, to get ready, maybe all of that was so that we could welcome Jesus in that person and encourage that person to join us. So the first thing, praying every day between now and Christmas that the Holy Spirit would show us the one person that we need to talk to. And secondly, praying to the Holy Spirit that we would have the words to say. That's all. Holy Spirit, who do you want me to talk to? Maybe it's a matter of coming here Saturday evening, looking around, you see someone you don't know. Go up and introduce yourself. Welcome them. That's the first part. Praying, Holy Spirit, show me the person. And secondly, Holy Spirit, give me the words. If we pray those two prayers every day between now and Christmas, I have no doubts that the Holy Spirit will answer those prayers. And you never know. Maybe someone who's felt alienated from the church, someone who has felt unwelcome here, maybe someone who, you know, has been hurt, will feel at home and will feel welcome. And we need the grace to be able to see Jesus in every one of those people and to welcome them as we would welcome Jesus himself.